Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Welcome to our show this evening. We have our author spotlight feature with Trinette Collier. Trinette, welcome to the show.
Hey, Latrice, thank you so much. Again, thank you so much for this opportunity. How are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking, and thank you for joining us again. You have your first novel, Woman on Fire. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as I said before, Woman on Fire is really just my testimony of me going through a divorce as a Christian woman and just really being in the open with this. You know, it's not a male bashing, it's not a marriage bashing book, but just really telling my side of the story. And it's really just watching God as I go through it, watching God renew me and restore my faith in him. So pretty much just restoring my relationship with him. And so that's really what the book is about.
Okay. So what inspired the title?
The title, actually, some friends and I in my close circle, we prayed about it. And, you know, I was like, Lord, I don't want just any type of title. I don't want to, you know, have a book out there, but give us something, give us the name that you want us to have. And so my friends, my circle, actually, we prayed on it, and lo and behold, he gave the title to a friend who is also a minister, and she said, Woman on Fire, because you went through the fire and you're coming out shining like brass. So, you know, and I was like, oh, wow, okay, Woman on Fire. And I had to really be careful because, you know, there's some other Woman on Fire titles. There's no in that title. So I said, all right, Lord, you know. But, yeah, that's how we actually, the name came to it.
Okay, all right. That's a good way to get your title. If you in doubt, pray about it.
Exactly.
Yes. So is there a message that you want our audience to walk away after reading Woman on Fire?
I really want people to understand that you have to forgive and be able to move on. And when you forgive, it doesn't mean that you're going to be buddy-buddy with that person, or, you know, you're good to hang out or whatnot, but you forgive because that's really essential to any relationship, building a healthy relationship, and especially with God. I'm a firm believer in God, so that is what kept me, but I knew that I had to forgive, and not only forgive that person that hurt me, but I had to forgive myself in order for me to move forward. So I really want people to understand that forgiveness is not, you know, just I'm sorry, you know, wanting other people to tell you that they're sorry, but it's just really, hey, Lord. But I need to move forward.
Okay. So who are some of your favorite authors that you enjoy reading, name at least three, and why?
Oh, my goodness. I have a lot. The three, my publisher, number one, is Katandra Jackson, and she's the publisher of Freedom, Inc. Publishers, and she published my first book. She's a very inspirational person. I've grown with her, and she says that she's grown with me, but I'm like, oh, really? You know, like, I'm like, no, you inspired me. Latrice Williams, another minister who's written about three or four inspirational books for men and women, and Latressa Crawford, and she's actually a new author this year, and just her devotional has kept me going and just really saying, okay, those three women, just very positive and inspiring, and just it's kind of like that go-to book when you just need that encouragement, you know, from all three of them.
Okay. That sounds really good. So what's next for you as an author?
More books. Someone asked me, did I plan on writing another Woman on Fire part two? Well, I don't really want to write that part, you know, the first part. The next part is going to be the happiness, you know. So I plan on just continuing the journey and just showing how, you know, what was next after all of that. What did God do next for me, you know? So I plan on doing that and just really wanting to continue to inspire others, talk with others. I love helping. So if I can just help the next woman or the next person who's going through a divorce or separation and to let them know that it's going to be okay, you know, that there is life after divorce, you know. So and as Christians, you know, so that's what's next for me.
Okay. So what advice would you give an aspiring writer having written your first book?
I would say just write. Grab your journal, a notepad, a book, and just write what comes to your mind. Don't worry about grammar. Don't worry about sentence structure. Don't worry about any of those things. Just write what's in your heart. I'm a journal writer, and so I keep journals by me. And when those little thoughts come, I write them down, you know, or I'll send it to myself or email it. So just write, honestly. Just be creative and really ask God, show me what to write. Give me what to write. Because, again, I never thought I would be an author. This wasn't on my vision board to be an author. So when God is like, write, I'm like, huh? What? Writing? So, you know, and I had no clue because I thought it was just this big process, you know, but it is a journey. So you have to be prepared for it. And whatever you're writing, you have to be prepared for that journey.
Okay. All right. That is good advice. So how can our audience find you on social media and connect with you?
All things social media is Trinette L. Collier or T. L. Collier. And my website is www.iamtrinettelcollier.com. But Twitter, so Instagram, Facebook, and I connect back. I linked, Periscope. I hadn't got on Snapchat yet, but all things social media is Trinette L. Collier. And I respond, I interact, so I encourage people to connect with me.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, there you have it. We have our author featured with Trinette Collier. Trinette, thank you so much for sitting down with us this evening. Truly appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you so
oh,
much for
so
this
welcome.
Opportunity.
Oh, you are so welcome. Well, you be blessed and continue to keep hearing my prayers. Much success with the novel and all of your future endeavors. And we will definitely connect on social media.
Yes. Thank you. And literary blessings back to you as well. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great evening. We're signing off, everyone. Make sure you follow Trinette on her social media and visit her website. Thanks again, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, good.